Chapter 8, The Third History. We have discussed many topics regarding the Festival of the Chariots and about the deities of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. But I do not think that we have touched even a small fraction of their glory. Even if Anantadev would come with his thousands and thousands of hoods to glorify Lord Jagannath, and Jagannath himself appeared before him, Anantadev would still not be able to glorify him properly. We have already related two histories explaining Jagannath's appearance, and there is one more, a third history, which came from the heart of a very advanced devotee. This history has the most extraordinary deep and secret rasa, transcendental flavor. I used to relate it in Mathura and Vrindavan, and in Jagannath Puri as well. When I told it, everyone listened silently, and they were moved, for they had never heard such secrets before. They wondered, where has he discovered this? A few years later, I saw a magazine article by Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj, a prominent disciple of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. As I began to read it, I thought, oh, he has written the same thing here with a few small changes. How has he taken this from my heart? I became happy and thought, this person, Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj, is one of the rare people of this world who are genuinely in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis. Only a real devotee can know all these truths. A few years ago, while I was translating some books in Jagannath Puri, Gaura Govinda Maharaj came with only one disciple to meet me. He heard my Harikatha very patiently, and he was charmed. We became friends, and he told me, I saw you in Vrindavan at the time of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, when you placed him in Samadhi. I was there, but at that time I was quite insignificant. You moved me very much, and I wanted to meet you and hear your classes, but I could not do so at that time. Now I have come. He continued, there are some problems. I cannot speak the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. I am controlled by some people who don't want to hear them. They are creating problems and even stopping me from going to Australia, Germany and other countries. I cannot open my heart and tell these glories. And he began to weep. I embraced him and said, don't worry, be strong like me. If problems come, jump over them like a lion. Be like Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and my Gurudev. I consoled him so much, and then he went away. The next year he went to Mayapur, and there he departed from this world while relating this very history. Many of his disciples came to me weeping, and I told them, I will help you, don't worry. His ideas are very similar to my own, and this story is therefore also related to him. What I explained there in Jagannath Puri and during our grand Navadvip Chariot Festival has been published in our monthly magazine, Bhagavat Patrika. I also searched for the scripture in which this pastime was originally written, but no one could tell me where it was. I asked many learned pandas in Jagannath Puri, and they could only tell me, we've read it and we'll have to search for the original book, but they could not produce it. All the Brijbasis feel great separation when Krishna goes to Mathura and Dwarka, especially Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, and above all Krishna's beloved gopis. Sometimes they faint and lose consciousness, appearing as if dead, and one may even think, oh, they have died. Krishna also feels separation from the gopis, and especially from Sri Radhika. Sometimes he also loses external consciousness, and he remains in that state for many days. As we hear and discuss these elevated topics, we feel proud and think, my Gurudev and I are in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami as Rupanuga Vaishnavas. The senior devotees are especially aware that our Guru Vargya, the gurus in our disciplic succession, are all Rupanuga Vaishnavas. We should therefore understand Srila Rupa Goswami's mood at this Festival of the Chariots. We discussed previously Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was reciting a verse of Sahitya Darpana over and over again, even though it was originally written in the base mood of mundane lovers, and is thus against moral etiquette.
Ya komara harasa eva hivarasta eva chaitra shapas te konmilita malati surabaya paroda kadambanaila sachavasmi tatapi tatra surata via paralila vido revarodasi vatasi tarutale cheta samutkantate.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, 178. Translation. That very personality who stole my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights in the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover. Yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Rava, under the Vitasi tree. That is my desire. End of translation. One person, Swarup Damodar, understood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inner meaning. And there was a second person who did as well, a very young man who later became Srila Rupa Goswami. No one other than them understood Mahaprabhu's deep meaning. Mahaprabhu had empowered Rupa Goswami at Prayag and given him his full mercy, so that now he was able to write the meaning in his own shloka.
Priya soyam Krishna sahachari kurukshetra militas tathaham saradhatad idam vibhaya sangama sukham tathapi anta kelan madura murali panchama juse manome kalindi pulina vipinaya spriyati.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, 179. Now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani, and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant, but still I would like to go to the bank of the Yamuna, beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibration of his sweet flute playing the fifth note within the forest of Vrindavan. End of translation. The verses from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila 13, verse 126 to 131, that follow this one further explain its meaning.
Aveshe se Radha Krishna kore nivedan, se tumi se ami se nava sangam.
Translation. In the mood of Srimati Radhika, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke thus to Lord Jagannath. You are the same Krishna, and I am the same Radharani. We are meeting again in the same way that we met in the beginning of our lives. End of translation.
Tatapi amaramana hare vrindavan, vrindavana udayo kareo apana charan.
Translation. Although we are both the same, my mind is still attracted to Vrindavan Dham. I wish that you will please again appear with your lotus feet in Vrindavan. End of translation.
Ihan lokaranya hati goda rata dvani, tahan pushparanya bringa pika nada suni.
Translation. In Kurukshetra there are crowds of people, elephants and horses, and also the rattling of chariots. But in Vrindavan there are flower gardens, and the humming of bees and chirping of birds can be heard. End of translation.
Ihan Raja Vesha Sange Sava Chatriya Gana, Tahan Gopa Vesha Sange Murali Vadana.
Translation. Here at Kurukshetra you are dressed like a royal prince, and you are accompanied by great warriors. But in Vrindavan, you appear just like an ordinary cowherd boy, accompanied only by your beautiful flute.
Braje tomara sange ye suka ashvadana, se suka samudrer ihan nahi e kakana.
Translation. Here there is not even a drop of the ocean of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed with you in Vrindavan.
Amalana puna lila karaha Vrindavane, tabe amra mona vancha hoita purane.
Translation: I therefore request you to come to Vrindavan and enjoy pastimes with me. If you do so, my ambition will be fulfilled. End of translation. Srimati Radhika is saying, I am the same, my beloved Krishna is the same, and we are meeting now after a long time. But I am not happy here. I want to be in Vrindavan, under the shade of the very fragrant Kadamba trees, where the Jamuna is flowing. We were not married at that time, and we met freely there, without our messenger. Our love increased simply by our glancing at each other, and that love reached an extreme height. Now we are meeting again, here in Kurukshetra, but I am not satisfied. I want you to come to my heart, that is Vrindavan. I want to meet you there. Srila Rupa Goswami has made the meaning clear in his shloka. If one remembers and follows these ideas, he is actually a Rupanuga Vaishnava. And if not, he is outside the displic line. Those who forbid others to think about these things are not Rupanuga Vaishnavas in the line of Rupa Goswami. Try to understand this. It is egoistic to think, my Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has not encouraged us to understand this. Your Gurudev has explained this thousands of times, but you have no eyes to see or ears to hear. He was a Rupanuga, as were all our past Acharyas, down to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and my Gurudev. When my Gurudev remembered these topics, his complexion used to become reddish, yellowish, and whitish, and then he used to become faint. And when I would tell him these pastimes, he would weep continuously. All bona fide gurus are in one line, and if you are not in this line, you are derailed. Granted, we should not explain this subject matter to unqualified people, but if we do not explain it at all, then all these ideas will be gone, washed away from this world forever. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has replied to all doubts in this regard. Try to realize this reply. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.23 states, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. Translation: hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord's one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him, in other words, serving him with his body, mind, and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. End of translation. Those who tell us only the general or external meaning of this shloka would go to the Ramanuja or Madhvacharya sampradayas, for they only know general principles. We should add the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to these principles. For example, in the first line of this shloka, Vishnu means Krishna with Radhika and the gopis. This is the understanding of those in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. Try to understand this. If you never remember, realize and explain this to those who are qualified, you are derailed from our Guru Parampara. You must come in the proper line. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.33.39 also states, Vikriditam Brajavadubi itam cha Vishnu. Shradanvito nushrunyad artha varenyedya bhaktim param bhagavati prati labhya karmam hridrogamasava pinoti acharena dira. Translation: a sober person who faithfully hears and describes the Lord's playful affairs with the young gopis of Vrindavan will attain the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus he will quickly conquer lust, the disease of the heart. Anugrahaya bhaktanam manusyam deha ashtitaha bhajate tadrishi krida ya shrutva tatparo bhavet. Translation: When the Lord assumes a human-like body to show mercy to his devotees, he engages in such pastimes as will attract those who hear about them to become dedicated to him. End of translation. Tat paro bhavet means you must do this, otherwise you are derailed. You should not do anukarana, that is, you should not imitate Krishna's pastimes. However, those of you who are coming gradually to the stage of Madhyam Adhikar must try to hear these pastimes, otherwise you are derailed. It is essential to follow the statements of Srila Rupa Goswami at the Chariot Festival. Don't be confused, have no doubt at all. You can think in this way. The whole world may criticize and be against me. I don't care. I care for my Gurudev, for Srila Rupa Goswami, and for our Acharya Varga. Krishna has given you good intelligence. Use your own intelligence and don't run after others. Try to judge and see and read the authorized Shastras. If you say, we are Rupanuga Varga, you must follow Rupa Goswami, not conceal him. Use your intelligence and see for yourself, and then you will realize what is correct and what is incorrect. If I conceal my father's name, is it right? Is it correct to conceal the name of my father? You can read the translation of this shloka, and after that you can read the explanation of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and especially that of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Now I am coming again to the point, the third history. When the gopis became unconscious because of being absorbed in feelings of separation from Krishna, he also became unconscious in Dwarka, thinking, Radhika, Radhika. This had become a very big problem, and Narad, Uddhava, Baladev Prabhu and others began discussing how to bring him back to consciousness. At first, they suggested that Narad should play on his veena and glorify Braj, Mother Yashoda, the gopis, and all other Brijabasis. But Narad objected, "Do you know what will happen when Krishna awakens? He will go to Vrindavan at once, and no one will be able to stop him. He will stay there with the gopis and never return. You should consider this when you are deciding what to do." Now they were in a dilemma. They thought again and decided, Uddhava should go to Braj and tell Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj and the gopas and gopis that Krishna is coming. He will tell them, now you can welcome him. No one can know what state the Brijabasis are in now. Some are even lying here and there unconscious. When they hear that Krishna is coming, they will return to consciousness and make arrangements to welcome him. Then Uddhava will somehow bring Krishna to Dwarka, again by a trick. There will be no problem. Uddhava must go there. Krishna sent him previously, and therefore he should go now and tell them that Krishna is coming. Uddhava was very unhappy when he heard this proposal. Listen to me, he told them. If I go to Vrindavan and say that Krishna is coming, they will not believe me because I bluffed them before. I told them I am going and very soon I will bring Krishna here. I will definitely bring him. After that, I requested Krishna many times, but he gave all kinds of excuses. So what could I do? It's useless for me to go, because they will not believe me. They will say, oh, you liar. Oh, the liar has come. The cheetah has come. Especially Mother Yashoda will say this. Narada Muni said, then Baladev Prabhu can go. He can pacify the gopis and gopas. But Baladev Prabhu replied in the same way, I told Krishna so many times to go there, and he always answered, yes, I will go, but he never went. Finally, I went alone and I pacified them by saying, I promise that I will go to Dwarka and bring Krishna. I don't know why this cruel Krishna never wants to go there. He used to be very soft and sweet, and now his heart has turned to stone. What can I say? If I go, the Brijbasis will also say to me, oh, this cheetah and liar has come. There is no use in my going because they will not believe in me either. They cannot be consoled without Krishna's direct presence. Krishna should go himself. While they were discussing what to do, Krishna's sister Subhadra came in and heard everything. Don't worry, she said. I'm going. I will go to Vrindavan and take darshan of Mother Yashoda. First I will sit on her lap, and then I will caress her and tell her, Mother, Krishna is coming. He is traveling with me. But on the way, many kings surrounded him and began performing archan to him, praying to him, and offering him many presentations. That is why I have arrived here first. Krishna will be a bit late, but he's on his way. It may be some hours or 1 or 2 days, but he is coming. I will go door to door to the gopis' homes. I will console them and tell them, Oh, now be happy. Don't feel separation. Krishna is coming. They will become happy, and then I will tell them, You should all be ready to welcome Krishna. Later I will play a trick and tell my brother, Oh, you're sitting here while your mother Devaki, your father Vasudev, and all your queens are living in Dwarka. I will bring him back to Dwarka by some trick. So don't worry. Let me first bring a good chariot. After that, Narad should sing the glory of Braj, accompanied by his veena. Then Krishna will return to consciousness, and after that he will come to Vrindavan, where everything will be ready. A chariot was brought, and Subhadra was ready to go. Then Baladev said, If my brother and sister are going, I must go. I want to meet with my mother and father, Yashoda Mayi and Nanda Baba, and I want to meet all my friends and the gopis. I cannot remain here. I must go. Subhadra said, Yes, we will go together. Baladev Prabhu will go first, and I will follow him. So another chariot was brought, and Baladev's rat was placed in front of Subhadra's. As they were about to leave, Baladev Prabhu told Daruka, Krishna's chariot driver, Bring your chariot here and be ready. When Krishna returns to consciousness, take the chariot and fly to Vrindavan. Narad Muni was then requested to glorify Braj, and accompanied by his veena, he began to sing very beautifully. As Narad's sweet glorification of Braja entered Krishna's ears, he regained consciousness and thought, It is morning and I am in Braj. Where is my sweet Vamsi? He asked. Where, where? Oh, I know. The gopis are very tricky. They have stolen it. I'll give them a good lesson. Then he stood in a beautiful threefold bending form, as he had previously done in Braj, and he appeared in a way that no one in Dwarka had ever seen before. As he began searching, he said, Oh, Lalita has taken it. If not Lalita, then Radhika herself has stolen it with Vishaka's help. He acted as though he was searching them to see where they had kept his flute. In the meantime, he saw Uddhava and asked, Uddhava, why are you in Vrindavan? Then he saw Narad and asked, Oh, you are also in Vrindavan. From where have you come? Narad replied, Oh, my lord, you are not in Vrindavan. You are in Dwarka. This is not the Yamuna. It is the ocean in Dwarkapuri. Please remember where you are. Krishna was so absorbed that he forgot Uddhava and Narad and everyone else, and he was ready to run away to Vrindavan to quickly meet the gopas and gopis. Uddhava told him, Prabhu, your chariot is ready. Because we knew that you would do this, you can mount your chariot and go to Vrindavan immediately. Krishna wanted to ascend his chariot, but he was so mad in Radha Prem that he could not walk alone. Many people began to assist him as he walked by, holding him and helping him from the front and back, and from both sides. He was like a mad person, lost in Radha's love and affection. Somehow he was taken to the chariot and raised upon it, and Daruka at once drove off with great speed towards Vrindavan. Balaram and Subhadra were ahead, and Krishna followed behind. In the meantime, in Vrindavan, Radhika was in the last stage of her life, feeling unbearable separation. She was just about to die, not breathing in or out, and all the Brijbasis were very worried, thinking she is going to leave her body. Everyone had lost hope that she would remain alive, and they were totally grief-stricken. They all thought, "We cannot save her. She will certainly die." Lalita and Vishakha were trying hard to revive her, but there were no signs of revival. While this was going on, all the other Sakhis also assembled there, and they were also extremely upset, and even Chandravali came to show her sympathy. Somehow Radhika said in a very low voice, "If I die, my dead body should be placed around a tamal tree. Let the air in my body be mixed with the air of Nandagon, where Krishna breathes. Let the fire in my body mix with the sun rays at Nandababa's house, so that it will shine there and I will touch Krishna. May the earth of my body mix with the courtyard of Nandabhavan, so that Krishna can walk on me and I can touch him." As she lamented in this way, she again became unconscious. In the meantime, three chariots arrived in Braj, Subhadra's and Baladev's in front, and Krishna's following. As soon as Krishna reached there, he heard, "Radhika is going to die, and she will not remain alive for even one more moment." He ran very quickly to the spot where she was giving up her body, and when he saw her, he began to cry bitterly. Becoming more and more absorbed in Radha Prem, his hands began melting. The lower part of his body also melted, then his face as well, and only two large round eyes remained. Just then, Baladev Prabhu and Subhadra arrived, and when they saw this scene, they could not control themselves, and they also became like Krishna. In the meantime, Lalita spoke repeatedly in the ear of Radhika, "Radha, Radha, Krishna has come, Krishna has come to meet you, don't die." Vishakha said in the other ear, "Krishna has come to meet you." Gradually Radhika regained her external consciousness, opened her eyes and thought, "O beautiful Krishna has come." She became further absorbed in the ecstasy of love and affection. Seeing her, Krishna's love also increased, and he lost external consciousness. In that same state, he began rolling on the earth. Radhika told Vishakha, "Please help Krishna, otherwise he may die. You know the mantra to revive him. Say it in his ear, Radha, Radha, Radha." When Krishna heard this sweet injection of the powerful mantra from the lips of Vishakha, "Radha, Radha, Radha, Radha," he opened his eyes and became so happy again. Gradually he revived, and they met together, and everyone became happy. Narad also arrived, and he requested Krishna, "Prabhu, please manifest these three forms that you revealed when you were absorbed and melted. In that way, everyone will see and realize these truths about you. Please manifest these forms somewhere in this world." Krishna replied, "Tatastu, tatastu evam bhavatu." So be it. I will always remain in this shape in Nilachal, which will be like Dwarka, and everyone will be able to come and see me there. I have told this very beautiful pastime in brief. This Leela is in the hearts of pure devotees, and Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj has also touched it. I have also reconciled some points to clarify any doubts or misunderstandings about this Leela. You should know that there are four groups of gopis in Braj: Svapaksh, belonging to Radhika's own group; Vipaksh, belonging to the group of her rivals; Tatashtapaksh, belonging to the group that is neutral to her; and Suritpaksh, belonging to the group that is friendly to her. And Krishna's pastimes cannot take place without them. However, there are no parties when Krishna disappears, or when he goes to Mathura or Dwarka, and a separation mood manifests in the gopis' hearts. At that time, all the parties become one for Krishna, and they help each other. Chandravali or Bhadra or any of the others may come and pacify Srimati Radhika, because her separation is the highest. They are very sympathetic towards her, because their separation mood is not as high in comparison. They tell her, O Radhika, you should not weep. Krishna will come. Even Chandravali, who has a deep separation mood of her own, will also come and speak like this. The interactions here are very mysterious, and I want to give you realization and entrance into those very extraordinary pastimes. But you have to become qualified first. Try to follow regulated bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Otherwise, you will not be able to maintain your spiritual life. You will become lusty, and after some time, you will think that Krishna's pastimes are the same as your pastimes of getting divorced. I have not read scriptures like Govinda Lilamrita, but I know that most of you have copies of all these books. Many of those who have read these have also fallen down, so you should not read them at this time, nor should you give classes on these topics. Be very, very careful. Our aim and object is to realize Krishna's pastimes, but you cannot jump to this. If you want to be situated on a tree, you must first try to climb up from the root, and from there you can go to the highest places. If you try to jump, you will fall down. I request you to read Upadeshamrita, Mana Shiksha, and books like them. Try to chant more. Chanting only 16 rounds will not suffice. Your Gurudev has given 16, and then 116, and then 116, and then 1. There are 4 sets of 16. Has he given this without a purpose? A man may be very expert in speaking Harikatha and performing related services, but if he does not chant because he has no taste, he is a very weak devotee, and after some time he may fall down. Tannama rupa charita di sukirtano smrityo kramana rasana manasi niyoja tishtan braji tanu ragi janugami kalam nayad akilam iti upadesharam. Upadeshamrita, verse 8. Translation: the essence of all advice is that one should utilize his full time, 24 hours a day, to nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging his tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braj and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees, who are deeply attached to his devotional service. End of translation. Be in Vrindavan, under the guidance of a Rasik Tattva-gyan Vaishnava Guru, and always chant the names with their meaning, knowing and remembering Sri Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Then you will become fully qualified for this highest object of life. End of chapter 8.